Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 8, Chapter 6. The demigods and demons declare a truce. Today we're reading texts 21, 22, and 23. The verse that's on the board is number 22, which is a two-verse. So I'll read text 21, then we'll chant text 22. Then I'll read the Sanskrit for text 23, and then the synonyms and the translations. So text 21. Amritopadane yatnaha kriyatam avilambitam yasya pitasya vaijantu mrityugrasto marabhavet. Translation. Immediately endeavor to produce nectar, which a person who is about to die may drink to become immortal. So text 22, please repeat. Shiptva chiro dadao sarva virut trina latau shadihi mantanam mandaram kritva netram kritva tu vasukim. Chiptva chiro dadao sarva virutrina latausadihi mantanam bandaram kritva netram kritva tu vasukim. Chiptva chiro dadao sarva virutrina latausadihi mantanam bandaram kritva netram kritva tu vasukim. Chiptva chiro dadao sarva virutrina latausadihi mantanam bandaram kritva netram kritva tu vasukim. Chipva shiro dadao sarva vitausadi Antana mandram kritva tam kritva tu vasakim. Asirodara sarva vasadi mandram kritva Vasavasadim. Chipva chiro dadao sarva vitru chena latausadi mantana mandaram kritva Itram Kritva Tuvasukim. Chipa Shiro Dadal Sarva. Yudhutrina Latoshadi. Vantana Mandalam Kritva. Itram Kritva Tuvasukim. Vaishnavis, Chipa Chiro Dadal Sarva, Trinala Taushadi, Antanam Indram Kitva, Amrita Suvasukim. Shipva Chira Dadal Sarva Yudhrina Latoshadi Mantana Mandaram Kritva Netram Kritva Tivasagim. And I'll read text 23 now. Sahayena maya deva nirmantadvam atandritaha klesha bhajo bhavishyanti daitya yuyam palagraha. Now the synonyms: chitva, pudding, chira udadao, in the ocean of milk, sarvaha, all kinds of. Virut, creepers. Trina, grass. Lata, vegetables. Aushadhi, and drugs. Mantanam, the churning rod. Mandaram, Mandara mountain. Kritva, making. Netram, the churning rope. Kritva, making. Tu, but. Vasukim, the snake Vasuki. Sahayena, with a helper. Maya, by me. Devaha, all the demigods. Nirmantadvam, go on churning. Atandritaha, very carefully, without diversion. Kleshabhajaha, share takers of sufferings. Bhavishyanti, will be. Daityaha, the demons. Yuyam, but all of you. Falagraha, gainers of the actual result. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada. O demigods, cast into the ocean of milk all kinds of vegetables, grass, creepers, and drugs. Then, with my help, making Mandara mountain the churning rod and Vasuki the rope for churning, churn the ocean of milk with undiverted attention. Thus the demons will be engaged in labor, but you, the demigods, will gain the actual result, the nectar produced from the ocean. Please repeat, O demigods, cast into the ocean of milk all kinds of vegetables, grass, creepers, and drugs. Then with my help, making Mandara Mountain the churning rod and Vasuki the rope for churning, churn the ocean of milk with undiverted attention. Thus the demons will be engaged in labor, but you, the demigods, will gain the actual result, the nectar produced from the ocean. Purport. It appears that when different kinds of drugs, creepers, grass, and vegetables are put into this milk, and the milk is churned, as milk is churned for butter, the active principles of the vegetables and drugs mix with the milk, and the result is nectar. Om Jnana Timurandasya Gananjana Shalakaya Chakshura Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurudeve Namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhunityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasavi Gaur Bhaktivinoda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So there are different kinds of nectar. Maybe one kind of nectar is the kind, you know, we serve at Sunday feast and other times when we distribute prasadam. The beverage is sometimes called nectar. I remember a long time ago in the late 1970s, I was briefly part of the Radha Damodar traveling Sankirtan party, and their, with their festivals, they would serve a kind of nectar drink that was made of buttermilk, orange juice, and sliced cherries, strawberries, excuse me. Is that it? That was the recipe, I think. So that was called nectar. Of course, you know, out in the world, you know, people have their own kinds of beverages that they drink, different kinds of alcoholic beverages, and the result is they get sick and they throw up. So, this kind of nectar that's being produced by the churning of the milk ocean is a different kind of nectar. It's called, in the previous verse, the word that's used for it is amrita. So this amrita is a Sanskrit word. It's made of two parts. Mrita means death, you know, the cycle of birth and death. And the prefix ah means not or without. So it means without death or becoming immortal. So there is, you know, there are different kinds of immortality. You know, sometimes the demigods are called Amara, which means without death, but actually they are not eternal, the demigods, but they live so long compared with us, you know, that they are called Amara, but they're not factually eternal. It's like the demigod Brahma. He lives for a long time. You know, his day and night together are 8,640,000,000 years. And his month is 30 of those days. His year is 12 of those months, or 360 of those days. His life is 100 years, each one made up of a day, of so many days. If you add it all up, it comes to his whole lifetime as 311 trillion, 40 billion years. So that's a long time. And then some of the other demigods, they live for the length of a kalpa or day of Brahma. That's 4,320,000,000 years. And some living entities, they live for the time at the higher planets for the time of a Manvantara period, which is 120, about 306 million years. But on this Earth planet in Kali Yuga, we are lucky to live 100 years. That's about the maximum. A few people live a few years more. But most of us live for less than that. So a person, by performing karma kanda activities, we learn in the Bhagavad Gita, can go to the planets of the demigods and drink a kind of nectar there called soma. And, you know, this, you know, by doing that, one can live the life of a demigod. But still, it's not eternal. And one must fall down from that position. Shine punya martya lokam vishante. From that position, when the good karma runs out, come back to martya loka, the planet of death. That's this planet that we live on now. So, but there's another kind of nectar that actually gives real immortality. And that nectar is the nectar of the sound of the pastimes of the Supreme Personality of Godhead as revealed in Srimad Bhagavatam. You know, Srimad Bhagavatam has been spoken many times. It was spoken by Lord Brahma to Narada Muni in short form. There's four seed verses of the Bhagavatam that were originally spoken by Brahma to Narada. And then Narada expanded on them and communicated them to Vyasadeva. You know, Vyasadeva wrote it down. And Shukadeva Goswami spoke the Srimad Bhagavatam to Maharaj Parikshit, King Parikshit, when he learned he had only 7 days left to live in this world. And then this Shukadeva Goswami spoke the Bhagavatam in an assembly of sages, and among them was Suta Goswami, who later went to Naimisharanya Forest, where just before the beginning of Kali Yuga, there was a gathering of sages headed by Shaunaka Rishi. So in the forest of Naimisharanya, Suta Goswami was speaking the Srimad Bhagavatam, the pastimes of Lord Krishna, pastimes and teachings of Lord Krishna, to this assembly of sages. Because they knew that the Kali Yuga was coming, and they wanted to perform some auspicious sacrifice. So Suta Goswami spoke the Bhagavatam as he had heard it in that assembly of sages. And Shaunaka Rishi, you know, the head of that assembly of sages, said, "This hearing of Srimad Bhagavatam is very necessary." He said, "Aho nriloke pieta hari lilamrita vachaha." And Srila Prabhupada translates that. He said, "People should taste the deathless nectar of the pastimes of the Lord in the form of Srimad Bhagavatam. So that is the real nectar. That is the deathless nectar. I've always liked that phrase. I think it's very powerful. Deathless nectar. So that is what the Srimad Bhagavatam is. It is the best kind of nectar. It is a very attractive literature. And we're very fortunate to have it today up through all the 10 cantos that Srila Prabhupada personally translated, and then the additional ones that were completed after his departure. And like, the whole sets are now available. What do those sets include? Do they go up to the 12th or just through the 10th? They go up through the 12th, the whole thing. So the whole thing is now available. Now, sometimes people, they wonder about their inheritance. You know, what am I going to get from my parents or other relatives? Are they going to give me this? Or are they going to give me that? And but we've all been given a very nice inheritance, the most valuable thing to inherit. You know, the opportunity to hear and chant the pastimes of the Lord in the form of Srimad Bhagavatam. You know, Srila Prabhupada's life's work was to give us this Srimad Bhagavatam. So it's a great inheritance. It can give the best thing. If we're given some money or property in this world, that in itself, unless it's used directly in the service of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, it just entangles us further in the cycle of birth and death. Janma Mrityu Jaravyadhi Dukkha Dosh Anudarshanam. An intelligent person will see what the real problems of life really are. And the real problems are we're all going to become old, we're all going to become sick, we're all going to die. And the only way out of that, the only way to get relief from that entanglement and the cycle of birth and death is to taste the deathless nectar of the Srimad Bhagavatam. So, you know, when I was first associating with the Krishna Consciousness Movement in the 1970s, only Srila Prabhupada had only translated the first and second cantos. So, you know, I joined the temple in 1973, and then gradually the other books began to appear. We didn't have the entire, you know, Srimad, you know, Bhagavatam. They would come volume after volume. And they were very eagerly awaited. You know, practically speaking, I know myself, when a new volume of the Srimad Bhagavatam would come in, I would stop immediately and just read the whole thing entirely. Because it is nectarian. There is a taste to it, you know, going through these wonderful accounts of the pastimes and teachings of Krishna and his various incarnations, culminating with the pastimes that Lord Krishna himself displayed. So, of course, we're going, you know, verse by verse through the Srimad Bhagavatam in these classes, but, you know, it takes a long time, you know, that way. So, every devotee should have a personal program of reading so that they can gradually go through the entire Srimad Bhagavatam, canto by canto. I found that by reading 10 pages or 10 verses a day, over many years, every few years you go through the entire Bhagavatam. I think I've gone through it in my time in devotional service at least 6 or 7 times, and each time I go through it, there's new realizations and new understandings. So everyone should have a personal program to go through the entire Srimad Bhagavatam, Hari Lilamrita Vachaha, this nectar of the pastimes of the personality of Godhead, and also try to communicate it to others. The BBT now has complete sets that can be distributed to others. So it's it's the greatest gift. But there's so much effort that goes into that. It's like the Lord is now inviting the demigods to engage in the hard labor of churning the ocean of milk in order to generate a kind of nectar. So we have also been given the task by the Lord of working hard to churn the ocean of devotional service so that it will generate for ourselves and for others the nectar of Srimad Bhagavatam. So for these books to be available, of course, Srila Prabhupada had to be there to translate them for us and give them to us in a form that we can understand. And he spent his entire life working on that. But they've also had to be put into this printed form, which required a lot of effort on the part of a lot of devotees, raising the funds that are necessary to engage in printing these works, editing these works, laying them out, designing them, making the paintings for the books, the covers, getting them printed, storing them in warehouses, taking care of them, making sure that they're sold. This is our effort. And then finally that they're distributed to the conditioned souls. And not only that, but that we hold classes on the Srimad Bhagavatam so that people have the opportunity to hear directly about the teachings and how they can be applied in their daily lives. And so that is the kind of nectar that we're interested in so that we can become truly Amrita, deathless. Krishna explains in the Bhagavad Gita, Mamaivam so jiva loke, jiva bhuta sanatana. Everyone is a spirit soul, part and parcel of him, just like a spark is part of the fire, and the spark has the same quality as the fire. Just like Krishna is eternal, he has Satchidananda Vigraha, a form of eternity, knowledge, and bliss. So we also have a form of eternality, knowledge, and bliss. Krishna says of the soul in Bhagavad Gita, Najayate Mriyate Va Kadachin. For the soul there is no birth and death. But because we have falsely identified with a temporary material body, we experience birth and death. So we need to identify properly with the real self. And that is what the tasting of the nectar of Srimad Bhagavatam ultimately allows us to do. Now, in this churning of the milk ocean, we're going to learn that not only is nectar generated, but poison is also generated, you know, poison called hala hala or kalakuta. So that is also part of what we're going to be hearing over the next few weeks as we go through this very intricate pastime of the demigods and demons churning the milk ocean. So I'll stop there. Does anybody have any questions or comments? Srila Prabhupada ki jai.